Well, hey everyone, and welcome to The Drive. We've been having these talks about, first of all, we talked about Christianity, and we talked about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And now I just kind of want to generally talk about how Christian is to live, basically Christian living. Talk about the Christian, talk about the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, what about Christian living? So what does it look like on a daily basis, on a spiritual level? Well, it's like this. Say, like, I personally wake up, I seek the Lord in prayer, get into His Word. I basically go, okay, this is your... And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I remember this every day, because sometimes I'm driving and I go, man, I need to seek the Lord. I've been running late. I was in a hurry, whatever. But I'm just saying, generally speaking, like, dedicate the day to the Lord. In other words, say, Lord, I don't have strength. I am weak. You are strong. I'm going to dedicate this day to you. Whatever you want me to do, lead me, guide me, empower me, give me strength, give me all I need and wisdom. Give me all I need to get through this day and glorify you. Because really, the whole Christian life is about surrender. It's about surrender, because once we actually surrender to the Lord and realize that without Him, we can do nothing of purpose, that's when God can radically use us in this life to make an impact rather than to impress people. Right? We're here to make an impact for eternity, for things above. Like, oh, you're so focused on heaven, so you don't even focus on earth. Well, that's not true. The more focused on heaven and on godly things you are, the more impact you will have on this earth, the more you'll make a difference, the more you'll see people delivered, the more you'll be a light for people who are in the darkness. And that's what it's about, man. That's real Christian living, man. That's living for things that matter. And that's what I want to do. Isn't that what you want to do? Live for things that matter. Live for who matters. Make much of Him. And so when I think about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and this whole thing, I think in Christian living, I think of the Father like the perfect dad, like the perfect Father, the one who's always there, the one who has grace upon us when we mess up. God the Father is the one who loves us and comforts us when we need it. He is the one who disciplines or corrects us when we get off track, which is a good thing because He wants the best for us. I see the Son, obviously He is the Savior. Jesus is the Savior, the rescuer, our deliverer, the bridge between God and man, the mediator between God and man, the connection, the reason why we're saved, the connection to God, the reason why we're saved, the reason why we're going to heaven is because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our Savior, our rescuer. And the Holy Spirit is who we depend upon for strength, for guidance, for, again, there is a huge list of the results of what the Holy Spirit does. But let me just say, it's all good. This is all good. So, these three persons of the Trinity, the Godhead, work in conjunction to help us, to strengthen us, to guide us, to lead us into rest, even as we're going through rough times. But I see the overarching theme is just dependency and surrender. You know, like when we start to become independent of God's will and God's ways, when we start to become independent and try to make our own calls, known decisions, and do things based on our own preferences, it's not good. We're not called to live independently. We're called to depend upon the Lord. And when we do, man, things are so much more clear. We're not just going to drift or float through life not knowing what in the world is going on. We're going to know, hey, this is where God has me. This is where God's using me. And it's awesome. It's exciting. It's adventure. It's like the Christian life is like adventuring. You know, it's like exciting. It's like the world's ways are boring and they leave you empty and alone. But God's ways are exciting, man. It's an adventure trusting in the Lord. Because in one sense, you don't know what's going to happen next. But in another sense, you're like, but it's going to be great because God is in it. So really, it's about depending upon the Lord. Like when I was in the world, I depended upon, you know, myself. I did everything myself. I did, well, this will make me happy. And I tried it. Nope. I'll try this. This will make me happy. Nope. Empty. Alone. Boring. Restless. Unsettled. Nope. 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 But once I surrendered to the Lord, once I gave my life to Him, man, seriously, it's like a whole new world opened up, a world that was filled with joy and excitement, a world that I wanted to stay in, a world that I wanted to change in, and then be able to affect the world around me, the darkness that so many people are in. So dependency is huge. It's key to the Christian life, to be dependent upon the Lord. And the second aspect of Christian living is surrender. I mean, surrender is huge. Surrender is like, it's all from you and for you, Lord. I raise the white flag, knowing I can't do this without you, knowing that you are the guide that I need to get through this life and fulfill the goals that you set before me. That's amazing. It's amazing. Surrender. So dependence, surrender, and the last thing I want to talk about, which is sort of a bad word for the teenagers out there, is obedience. Obedience. It's kind of like you're like, your mind is turned off when you're younger and you hear that word, be obedient. You're like, ugh. Because that, the connotation there is that, like, we can't do anything we want to do. We have to do what our, you know, parents want us to do. You know, we have to be obedient. We can't just do what we want to do. But in the context of the Christian life, obedience is such a good thing. It's all about obedience. It's all about following the Lord. I mean, when Jesus called the disciples to follow Him, that's all they said. They said, follow me. And what did they do? They dropped their businesses. They dropped all they were going to do, and they just followed Him. And it was a rough road, but it was a blessing. It was amazing. They got to experience so much walking with Jesus. So awesome. So, it is about obedience. The more we surrender and depend on the Lord, the more we listen to what He has to say to our lives and follow through with it, the more on track we'll be, the more confident we'll be in Christ, the more we'll know exactly what we are supposed to do. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. And as I'm driving to work right now, I don't know what the day is going to bring. Like, I have a bunch of, I have a few things to do at work today. I have some personal stuff to do, and there's a whole bunch of stuff on my list, right? I mean, you start out the day with, okay, here's my to-do list, and I have to work also. So, I don't know what order of things, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I know that I need to depend upon the Lord and pray to Him and have Him direct me so I know what to do. You know, I can't do it all, but I have to know what to do, what not to do, what to wait till to do tomorrow. Like, what should I not do today? Like, I'm not sure right now. I just need to seek the Lord and start to take steps of faith and walk in obedience today and surrender and dependency upon Him. And He's going to show me, He's going to make it clear what exactly I need to do, who I need to talk to, what I need to say, what tasks I need to get done. That's just a crazy thing. I mean, it starting out each day, not really knowing, having a sort of a preconception about what's going to happen today, but you guys know how it is. A lot of the time, the day does not turn out how we expect it to. Things change. Plans, you know, get altered. People cancel. You know what I mean? Like, things change. So it's like, Lord, lead me today. You're going to lead me through this situation. You're in this situation. I need you to lead me on what to do. I need wisdom. That's one of the things a wise pastor told me one time. Just, he's like, always pray for wisdom. Always. That should be your first prayer, like, every day. Lord, give me wisdom. Because without it, we'll be clueless. Right? But with it, we'll know exactly what to do, because wisdom comes from the Lord, which is amazing. So Christian living, it's about dependency, it's about surrender, it's about obedience. So guys, I hope these talks encourage someone. God bless you, have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next time.